from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
John Heyman listed off his six teams he thinks are the best. He claimed later fit, although the original way he said it was interested parties. Okay. For Luis Robert of the Chicago White Sox.
Well, yeah.
What do we think?
Well, of course he's a fit. He's a power bat in the outfield that has multiple years of control. Of course he's a fit.
He's like a perfect
fit. The problem is
he's a perfect fit
for every damn team that's out there, other than the White Sox, who want to possibly trade him, it looks like, because their season's done.
Well,
and their
organization's he's not a fit for them because he's a good player and the rest of their players stink.
Look,
that's why he's not a fit.
He struggled to stay healthy, but I'm not even going to get my hopes up in that. We said that a few days ago. Robert had a pinch hit home run last night for the White Sox, as a matter of fact. He's going to end up on the Dodgers or the Phillies or something. He's not coming to Kansas City. They're not giving. He's going to garner a huge haul that I don't think the Royals have, nor should they really be willing to give up. I just think the Dodgers and the Phillies, for a lot of reasons, will be the team ultimately that Robert gets traded to. No.
You just don't think this is in the Royals' budget?
No.
You think this is like if you were looking for a new car in let's say, 6 months, mm-hmm. and you were like, hey, I'm going to go check out the Ferrari dealership. And I'm like, go, that ain't for you.
That's right.
Like, you need to be looking at a nice Mazda, maybe a Toyota.
Shout out Mazda.
You know, whatever. Well, I know you drive a Mazda now. look for a nice sedan mm-hmm. that fits your lifestyle. Small SUV, perhaps, that fits your lifestyle inside. You don't need to go to the Porsche dealership. That ain't for you right now. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much,
because
man.
With a player like him, this is the difference. Is a lot of times if I'm in the Royals' position, which they're in right now, where they're in the early phase of their competition period, and they have so many young players, I don't think they need to be in a rush on the early phase of their competition period. Robert would be different for me in the sense that he's not a rental. He is still cheap. He is still young. And if you looked at his stats last year, he's borderline young, cheap, and maybe a superstar. And so if those potential all exist, I'd give anybody out of my system they wanted.
I'm just saying, they can't match.
You're saying they just straight up don't have the pieces.
I don't believe if the Dodgers or the Phillies, or there's a few other teams too, really want Robert, and why wouldn't the Dodgers in particular? I know they made a small move yesterday, but the Dodgers did for, Kevin Biggio.
Yeah, DFA, so just picking up a guy off the street.
But they just have a deeper system right now.
They do, and
there's other opportunities they can maybe present, or other things they can offer the White Sox that perhaps the Royals may not be able to put together. That's all.
I understand that, and really, what it takes is for the Royals to not overpay, but to probably give them Chris Bubich and that. Now, look, that's the sweetener, not the main piece. The main piece is probably a guy like Blake Mitchell, some of these other pitching prospects. They've got an A-ball that people really
I just don't
covet,
think they're going to do that when they were 56-win team last year. They obviously are having a great season this year. I think they're going to end up making the postseason. But we hear time and time again about making sure they also build up the farm system a little bit. Because
Correct.
There are a lot of pieces on this team. While we're all excited about Vinny and Bobby and Mikel and stuff, and Cole Reagans, there's also Lugo and Waka and some other guys that are not going to be here in 2 years. They're just not.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And you need to have your system
correct.
Start helping to replace some of those players as they come up.
Yeah.
I understand. And look, I'm just saying I'd take the risk for Luis Robert. You're probably right. It is probably outside their budget. And if you listen to JJ Piccolo on High Heat on MLB Network a couple of days ago, he said, we're probably not going to be in the, like, I don't think he straight up said bargain bin shopping, but he said, we're probably not going to be in that elite level shopping list that John Heyman is putting them in the copy with. The only thing I thought was interesting was the way he had originally said it was
Heyman.
Heyman. It certainly sounded like he was saying, these are the teams that are, I know are interested in this team. He then again, later had pretty much just said, no, these are the teams I think are a fit. But Heyman has a good relationship with the Royals. So conspiracy theory me is, JJ's like, cool, man. I don't want people to know we're even interested in Luis Robert. I also, here's what makes me think maybe they are. We know for a fact they made a call on Arias. It was late, but they called.
Yeah, but
and that's not bargain bin shopping,
there's
man.
There's a difference of being interested. Like, I'm interested in a, like, I'm interested, as you give the car example. I'm interested in a lot of things. Okay?
You're interested in a Porsche.
I'm interested in a lot of things. It doesn't mean, A, I'm actually going to follow through with it.
Sure.
It also doesn't mean that I have the means to follow through with it. Like, yeah. I would, by the way, I would be worried if you told me that JJ Piccolo wasn't interested in Robert. Like, of course they're interested.
Is there
like,
any way to get it
done? I mean,
done,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they were interested in Juan Soto. You know what I mean? They're interested.
He'll be a free agent next year. They can get him next year.
I was interested in Shohei Ohtani as well. It doesn't mean that it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I think Luis is a little below those last two.
You get my point, though.
But yeah, I understand. I understand the notion between that person is a good fit, that person is incredibly talented, and that person has control, which makes them one of the most coveted people imaginable on that end. The White Sox are going to end up regretting this. Every single bad team like this, it ends up giving away a superstar-type talent because they're not in the place to position themselves to compete right now, regrets it. The guys who just let Bryce Harpers, Juan Soto's, because of what happened to the Padres, they gave away Juan Soto because they were not currently in a position to compete. And they're like, have you seen this guy? I mean, and I get it. He's going to make $500 million next year. Maybe
you're
never going to
sign
him.
He's the MVP favorite right now, Juan Soto.
For a reason. And so it's just like, whew, he's available for a trade. They also, one of the White Sox reports that they're interested in a Juan Soto type return. They're not getting that. Shut up.
Again, this goes same example. They're also interested in a lot of things. They think
that they're not going to get.
It doesn't mean it happens.
Like, Someone says, man, I remember last year talking about trading Salvi away. This conversation is way more
sure
fun.
It is.
Agreed. I honestly, like, at some point last year, I'd realized they weren't going to trade Salvi away. But it would have been the only time in the entire time he's been here that every fan would have been like, we'll miss you, Salvi. Good luck. No one would have been mad at the organization in the middle of them losing 110 games had they decided, and Salvi had decided, that he was ready to move on to try to be on a playoff team again and all that, and instead he stuck with you. So, yeah, I'll always be, like, that's different than almost any other Royals player that's played during a downtime in the history of this franchise. I've seen, and some of them are my favorite players. Zach Greinke is one of my favorite players of all time, and he asked to leave, and I didn't blame him. Carlos Beltran, I didn't blame those players for leaving or asking him to leave, or Jermaine Dye, or anybody that was good enough on bad teams they didn't deserve to be here. Salvi's like, no, I like it here. I'm going to stay.
And I still think that's going to, now, clearly, he's already beloved forever here in Kansas City, but his Hall of Fame case, I actually think it helps him if he ends up finishing his career,
agreed,
looks like he will, in Kansas City. I think that will help, you know, certainly a postseason opportunity again and an appearance hopefully this year could also help because it puts you on that stage again. And who knows, right? Those special moments that happen in the postseason.
Yeah.
But I think voters will give him even more credit when they see that, oh, wow, his entire career he stayed with one team, because that's just so rare now.
I think one thing we never factor for the economics of baseball to be as grotesquely different. Like, for instance, the Royals are taking on the Yankees again today. They have, and not even kidding, a $200 million disparity in their payroll. $200 million. That's a ridiculous number. The Royals' payroll from the last 3 years combined might not be $200 million. That's the payroll disparity between the two teams this year. How come that doesn't ever factor into the Hall of Fame? I'll be honest. It's a whole hell of a lot easier to hit fourth for the Yankees than it is fourth for the Royals over the last decade. You got to do a lot more self-lifting of those numbers. Your numbers are far more true than the other guys because you had to earn every damn at bat for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I just don't know if you're ever going to hear like it because it's an individual. Hey, you know what? He's got all the numbers, but he was on the Yankees. Like, I hear what you're saying, but you know, it's just not how that works. Like,
we're talking about all the things in baseball that matter, like lineup protection, and you know, but not when it comes to the final tally. That's all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.